USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor says it's true that Russia is again trying to meddle in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. But John Bolton says three other countries are doing the same.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it.
Bolton speaking in an interview he gives to ABC's This Week while in Jerusalem.
Those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
Bolton referring to four, including Russia. At least one member of the U.S.-led coalition has been killed in an American military helicopter crash in Iraq early today. A number of other people aboard the chopper were injured. Officials say it was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Pope Francis says no effort will be spared to prevent sexual abuse by priests in the future. The Pope acknowledged in a letter today that sexual abuse by priests has long been ignored or silenced. It's his response to a scathing Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-ups. Major earthquake strike in the Pacific about 200 miles from Fiji, as well as in Indonesia's Lombok Island again. Here's Wendy King.
The Fiji-Tonga area was hit by three quakes, the largest one 8.2 magnitude, and Indonesia was struck by a pair of tremors, the strongest at 6.9. Only minor damage was reported in Tonga and no reported damage in Fiji, according to Radio New Zealand.
First Lady Melania Trump is to speak today at an anti-cyber bullying summit in suburban Washington, expected to present brief remarks on the positive and negative effects social media can have on children and on teens. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The jury in the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, will resume deliberations today. That jury in Alexandria, Virginia, started deliberations last week. On Friday, the judge admitted that he's being protected by U.S. marshals after receiving threats concerning the case. The jury asking the judge a number of questions as well, including a definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort faces over a dozen charges related to bank and tax fraud for alleged crimes that were uncovered during the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. elections. One of the first women to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault is now being accused herself. The New York Times reporting Italian actress and director Asia Argento agreed in October to pay $380,000 to actor Jimmy Bennett, who says Argento assaulted him in a hotel room in California in 2013 when he was 17 years old and she was 37. He sent a notice of intent to sue her for more than $3 million in November, claiming the alleged assault interfered with his ability to work and affected his mental health. And bacon fanatics can rejoice. It's National Bacon Lovers Day. You know, bacon's one of the oldest processed meats in history. It dates back to 1500 B.C., so there's a fun fact for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.